Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 220 for Monday, January 12th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower Monday as losses in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola was up as much as $7 in some of the lightly traded deferred contracts, but down $5.30 in the nearby March contract, and it was trading at $446.90 at the close. U.S. soybeans and soy oil had a bearish reaction to updated USDA supply-demand data out this morning, and that accounted for much of the selling pressure in canola. However, the Winnipeg market did lag the U.S. to some extent, as weakness in the Canadian dollar provided some relative support. The currency was trading below 84 U.S. cents today at its weakest level since 2009. The softer Canadian dollar compensated for the declines in Chicago, making canola more attractive to both exporters and domestic crushers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both down, but corn was stronger as the grains and oilseeds reacted to the USDA's monthly supply-demand reports out this morning. Soybeans were down 24 to nearly 40 cents, the March contract down 36 cents at 10.16 per bushel. The USDA pegged the U.S. soybean crop at a record 3.969 billion bushels. That was above average trade estimates. Projected ending stocks were left unchanged at 410 million bushels, but analysts had been predicting a slightly smaller stocks number, and the relatively bearish data was enough to spark the sell-off in beans. Losses in crude oil and a stronger U.S. dollar also put pressure on the grains and oilseeds in general. However, corn managed to move higher following the USDA release, posting gains of 2 to 5 cents at the close, the March contract up 2 at 402 per bushel. The USDA pegged the country's corn production at 14.216 billion bushels, which would also be a new record. However, traders had been expecting an even bigger crop, and the USDA actually lowered its average yield estimate from the previous report. Tighter corn stocks are also projected by the end of this marketing year, and that was supportive. Wheat was down 3 to 9 cents on the day, the March contract in Chicago down 8 at 5.55 per bushel. The USDA raised its wheat ending stocks forecasts for both the U.S. and globally, and that weighed on prices, but the USDA also reported that U.S. winter wheat seedings were down on the year. That helped temper the declines, especially as weather concerns start to prop up in a number of winter wheat growing regions of the world. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, January 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.